You may have been using the mantra Ojas in your daily ritual to perceive your body as a field of energy, transformation and intelligence. This subtle substance is nourishing to your physical, emotional and spiritual bodies. It provides the integrating essence that unifies all aspects of your being. According to Ayurveda, we are born with a small reserve of Ojas that can be augmented or depleted as a result of nourishing or toxic experiences. Healthy food, loving emotions, nurturing sensory impressions, rejuvenating herbs, and creative use of sexual energy all contribute to more abundant Ojas. Ojas reminds every cell in the body of its primary directive to support the wholeness of the mind-body network. It also strengthens your natural immunity. When Ojas is depleted, you become susceptible to degenerative disorders, including cancer. Therefore, protecting and increasing your supply of Ojas is key to reversing the aging process. Ojas can be depleted by excessive release of reproductive fluid. This is important in men and forms the basis of the idea that as you age, reducing the frequency of ejaculation can improve your vitality. This suggestion is not based upon morality. Rather, it is an expression of the conservation of energy. As a general principle, if you are male, see if you can increase the ratio of sexual experiences to ejaculation. If you are accustomed to releasing sexual tension every time you have sex, see if you can go to an every other time pattern. Then try going to every third time. Although at first you may feel some sense of frustration, you will most likely quickly begin to appreciate the enhanced energy and passion that you feel throughout the day. If you are a woman, play with your partner to keep his sexual energy aroused without immediately releasing it. When lovers consciously direct their powerful sexual energy, they become more attractive to each other. All aspects of lovemaking, in and outside of its sexual expression, become more ecstatic. According to Ayurveda, there are special foods and herbs that have distinctive ojas-enhancing effects. Fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, particularly almonds, honey and dairy derived from well-cared-for cows are all enhancing to ojas. Substances depleting ojas include alcohol, tobacco, canned foods, highly processed foods, fried foods, and those containing artificial sweeteners. Make your healthier choices without being overly compulsive or rigid. Compulsivity and rigidity deplete ojas. Simply be more conscious of your choices so that, to the extent possible, you increase the ojas in your life. There are many classical rejuvenative herbs from healing systems around the world that can be considered ojas-enhancing. Ginseng from the Chinese and Korean systems is the most popular herb in the world and has been classically used to augment sexual potency. Scientific studies have suggested that ginseng can enhance sexual appetite and erectile function in both animals and men. It can enhance your general sense of well-being and vitality. Ginseng is available in many forms, including capsules, teas, and even chewing gum. Ayurveda has an entire branch of medicine dedicated to maintaining and regaining optimal reproductive tissue. Known as Vajikarana, these herbs are sometimes referred to as aphrodisiacs. Although you most likely think of an aphrodisiac as something that arouses sexual desires, according to Ayurveda, these aphrodisiac herbs also improve your reproductive essence. In other words, they enhance ojas. The three most commonly recommended ojas-enhancing substances in Ayurveda are ashwagandha, shatavari, and amalaki. Ashwagandha, Withania somnifera. Sometimes known as winter cherry, this potently fragrant herb has long been known as the primary masculine rejuvenating substance. Its Sanskrit name means smelling like a stallion, implying that it infuses the user with the power of a horse. Although its long-standing reputation is as a sexual potency herb, most research has focused on its stress-reducing and immune-enhancing properties. A recent experiment with animals found that ashwagandha influences the pituitary chemicals that regulate sex hormones. Ayurveda recommends taking a teaspoon of ashwagandha in warm milk sweetened with honey or brown sugar before bedtime. This is highly encouraged on days when the man has ejaculated with the intention of helping to replenish lost ojas. It is equally valuable for women to enliven their passion and sexual ardor. Ashwagandha is now readily available from a number of herbal distributors in the West.